G'day, my name's Neville Collard, Yungar Buddy and Yungar Elder, and traditional owner of this area. I'd like to tell you a story about the Australian grass tree, commonly known by most people as the black boy. The Yungar name for this tree was called a belga. If you live down south and around Noangrup, Kojanup, and the country towns down south, it's called a palga. It's a different dialect. In Brookton, where I come from, we call it a kuruk or a yorlock. And there's about three different species that I know of these that pertain to these names pertain to. There's also a longer, skinny one that they call the black jill. First of all, we'll start with the top of the tree and the leaves that grow out the top. These leaves, if you're not aware, are four-sided leaves. When broken off, you could lay it on the ground and you could use it as a mattress. Yungars were also known to build grass tree leaf myamayas. And apparently, I haven't seen one, but my auntie told me that they were a fantastic looking myamaya that was waterproof, cool and warm in winter. Now the rushes, when they were burnt, created the resin from inside the tree to seep out and form balls that grow on the side of the grass trees. The resin had a number of uses. The first one, it was mixed with kangaroo poo, kangaroo gunna, and charcoal. It was ground up and heated, and then they would bind the stone spearhead or stone axe heads onto shafts of timber. And it could be used as number one as a spear, a kitch, or number two as a koch and a stone axe. The resin was also used to tan the hides of the animals that were hunted and caught by the Yungars. These included the kangaroos, possums, tamas, the wallabies, the quirr. When the resin was ground up and the skins were cleaned and dried, they were then soaked in water in which the belga resin was placed. It was left there for a couple of days and then it was pulled out. The skins were stretched around trees, nailed to the side of the tree with a berent, and then dried. The kangaroo skin had become softer and more pliable. Once the kangaroo skins were treated, those clothes were made. We call a buka. We could make a carry bag. We call a kurta bag. We made our clothes, our darjets. And there was a number of issues that we made. Just going back to the top of the tree and the bulrushes and the rushes that I call them rushes. If you pull them apart and you look down at the top of the tree, you'll see that they're all white shoots. And if you had a sharp stick, you can dig them out and you can eat them. They're good food. Even more importantly, after the white shoots were taken out and eaten, it left a hollow, a little hole in the top of the grass tree in which water would seep and you could have water to drink. And if you were lucky, you'd find a bardi grub, a witchetty grub, in the top there. The long stem that was a flower of the tree, you'd see after spring the birds sitting on the side of the stem eating all the seeds out of it. And Yungars also ate these seeds because the grain seed eating birds ate those seeds, so we knew it was safe to eat them. The resin, also, if you burn it in a fire and smell the smoke, is good for sinus and clears your head. So that's my story.